Israel has rejected a request from Britain to allow Palestinian delegates to travel to London next week for a Middle East peace conference. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government blocked the travel following yesterday's double suicide bombing in Tel Aviv. Bodies are still being identified today. So far, 14 Israelis and 6 foreign workers are among the 22 dead. Israel today also announced the closure of 3 Palestinian universities and continued its military operations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israeli officials were not happy when British Prime Minister Tony Blair announced that he would gather Arab officials in London this month to discuss ways of advancing the Mideast political process. When Israel declared that in the wake of last night's suicide attack, Palestinian delegates would not be permitted to attend, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said he hoped Israel would reconsider.
And I hope very much that the Israeli government will think again, because it's important that these people are able to travel and that we are able to engage in a process of reform, which I may say has already had significant impact on the level of administration in the Palestinian Authority.
But Sharon's foreign minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a change in position was unlikely. Spokesman Mark Sofer said Israel believes Palestinian reform begins at home.
What we are asking for is for Arafat, for his leadership, for any Palestinian leadership to say enough is enough, to stop this gallivanting around the world and gaining prestige, but to start at home, to call an end to this slaughter that we saw last night.
Israel also blocked the PLO Central Committee from attending a Thursday meeting in Ramallah regarding a constitution for the Palestinian Authority. The Sharon government also took the step of ordering the closure of 3 Palestinian universities, including the prestigious Birzeit University outside Ramallah. An-Najah University in Nablus was also included in the order. During the first intifada, Israel also closed Palestinian universities, calling them hotbeds of terrorism. Danny Rubenstein, Arab Affairs correspondent for the Haaretz newspaper, told Israel Television that it's hard to see how the closures would enhance Israeli security.
It's a political act, and it's, I think, from my point of view, it's another evidence that there's a lot of confusion in Israel. We simply don't know what to do. If somebody wants to die, to sacrifice himself in order to kill us, you can hardly stop him. You cannot prevent him.
But Israeli officials said they have in fact prevented large numbers of Palestinians from carrying out attacks against civilians and would continue their presence in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Overnight, Israeli helicopter gunships blasted buildings in Gaza and troops arrested wanted Palestinians there and in the West Bank. Foreign Ministry Deputy Spokesman Jonathan Peled said the goal was an end to terror attacks as a condition of peace talks, not a substitute.
It's very clear to us that there cannot be a military solution to this conflict. There has to be a political solution. The problem is today that we don't have a partner with whom to conduct a political dialogue. And I think the Palestinians are asking themselves, rather too late, but better late than never, whether these 2.5 years of terror campaign are bringing them anywhere nearer achieving their political goals. And I think the answer is a very clear no.
Palestinian official Nabil Shah said the Palestinian Authority agrees that suicide attacks don't help the cause of an independent state, but he said the Israeli army is stifling any effort by the authority to rein in the armed factions. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.